7 o'clock, time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. This week, host Dana Rodriguez welcomes author Jerry Nachman and educator Pauline Teichman.
Sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you, David, and hello, everybody. We hope you're having a very nice weekend out there. It's a beautiful weather, but we'd hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight to listen to our show. We'll try to make it as entertaining as possible for you. This is Minds Over Matter. It is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we need your participation. That's very, very important. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So all you have to do is listen and maybe call in. That would be a big help. The number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Again, that is toll-free 866-798-8255. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, all strung together, and that is at yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show, unlike some other shows here, I know, but it's too distracting. But anyway, so please feel free to email us. We do read them. We just don't read them during the show. Again, that's mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world, and people do. At kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org and some other places as well, iTunes or whatever. So, all that being said, I just do a little bit of business. I will be, KALW is going to be at the Bay Area Book Festival on Saturday. I guess it goes all weekend, but I will be there at the KALW booth, which is on Literary Lane, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's right, at 2 o'clock. So I'll be there for an hour to sign autographs on my glossies. No, just to say hello. And so I'll be at the booth. And I think Stephen Short's going to be there with me. So come by and say hi if you are in the neighborhood. So again, that's the Bay Area Book Festival, and it's Saturday and Sunday in Berkeley, off Shattuck Avenue. So come by the KALW booth and say hi. And we're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman, just back from a week at sea, discovered that, all too literally, he hasn't got the stomach for ocean voyages. The irony is that the main reason for a luxury cruise is the food. But his team did play second in a trivia contest. You're coming back here in shame, basically, because you didn't win. But
correct.
All right.
Yeah, the questions were better than I was expecting.
Really?
I thought they were going to be pushovers. But Pauline Teichman is getting into the Memorial Day spirit. She has barbecue and beer on her mind.
Okay. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will be attending a Bernie rally in Oakland tomorrow. As this show will attest, he has a fondness for cranky old guys.
All right. That means you, Jerry.
Me? Oh, yeah. Cranky? Old?
All right,
well,
cranky, then.
I'm not
then.
Cranky, old, or a guy, so.
Yeah. By
out.
Process of elimination, I guess that's you. Okay, well, we're going to start with you, Jerry.
Well, that's very nice. We may have asked this before, so have the courtesy to recuse yourself.
Well, if we've asked it recently, I will say that, but
okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Why was Sesame Street banned in Saudi Arabia?
May have asked that.
Something about Miss Piggy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about her? You need to narrow that way down.
Well, I'm thinking of like halal laws. You know, it's like pork isn't. I don't know.
Say that again.
Because of
talking pork.
Talking pork. Yes,
that's correct.
Pork's not halal.
The ban against pork.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Very, very good. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I have another quick Sesame Street question. Donald Trump inspired a character on Sesame Street in 2005. What was his name?
I did read that.
Its name.
I did read that someplace. What was
so it
that?
Wasn't a recurring one, right? It was.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Right. It wasn't a. It wasn't a live person. It was a
puppet.
A puppet. Yeah.
Yeah, a Muppet.
Something to do with the hair.
No.
Right.
Nothing
right.
to do with the hair. Oh.
It was like some relation to Oscar the Grouch or something. It was something like akin to that. But, yeah.
Well, that's kind of...
right.
Kind of dancing around it.
Trying to, like, buy up all the garbage cans or something.
Oh, I don't know what the character... I don't know what the character actually was.
No, I can't. I don't know. I don't know the name, though. Okay. If that's what you're looking for.
Okay, yeah, looking for it.
Read that once more.
Donald Trump inspired a character on Sesame Street in 2005. What was its name?
All right. He is kind of a cartoon character come to life, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And
I hope he stays that way.
And let's go to a call.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Laurie from the Richmond. I'm calling on behalf of Robert as well. I have 7 authors I'm going to name. I want to know what they have in common. I will name it slowly. So that's the first question. All right, ready? Isabel Allende.
Yes.
Dorothy Allison. Maxine Hong Kingston.
Uh-huh.
Amy Tan. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Ayelet Waldman.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Walker.
Yes.
And Naomi Wolf. So they all have something in common. And my second question is, can you name one of their works?
One of their works?
Yeah, for each one, so, up to you, but they all have something in common, and then if you could name any work.
Okay, so Amy Tan, The Joy Luck Club.
Okay.
Well, they're
Alice Walker, The Color Purple.
They're all women.
Nope. Yeah, they are, but
I know a number of them live in Berkeley, sure.
Well, a number of them live in the Bay Area, I know that, in general.
Oh, and...
That's right, Allende, Kingston, and Tan, and Waldron.
Oh,
Waldman lives here.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know about Walker and Wolf, but...
They're all well-known
I don't think
Bay
she
Area
know.
Authors.
They all do live here.
They do.
Right.
Very good. Good question. Okay.
Okay, and so then, do you want me to repeat the names, and then you can guess a work?
Okay.
You want
to... Or would you like me to stop?
No, that's okay. I think we have the names now. Alice Walker. Well,
we have Amy Tan. You have...
I'll only repeat the ones you don't have. How would that be?
Okay.
Isabel Allende.
The titles of the Ayelet Waldman books I've read.
No. Okay. Go ahead.
Isabel Allende.
Yes.
Okay. Dorothy Allison.
Oh, a Bastard Out of Carolina.
Yep.
Okay.
Maxine Hong Kingston.
Okay.
Amy, you got right.
Right.
Yeah.
Alice Walker, you got Naomi Wolf. A word I can't say.
And do we get Walden?
I'm sorry?
Do we get Ayelet Waldman?
No, not yet.
Naomi
not yet.
Wolf.
Not yet, okay.
Okay, she's the little man in her life is Chabon?
Yes, Michael Chabon.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Naomi Wolf. Is that the one that wrote a book called Starts with a C and Ends with a T and No? Is that the one?
You know what? If she wrote that, I don't know.
Okay. Isabel Allende is the one about the growing up in Chile.
She wrote about Pinochet.
Pinochet.
I don't remember the title of it though.
I've got a bunch of her books at home. I'm trying to see the cover. I can
see
the colors.
Very
of
poor
the
retention.
We just need one, Pauline. Just one.
Any.
The house of
her. It was her uncle, I believe, who was deposed.
Pinochet.
Right.
Not Pinochet. It was Allende.
No, but yeah, Allende. Not
Allende,
Pinochet.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
By Pinochet.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm following you.
House of...
I don't know.
Yes, House of...
House of Blanca is the main character.
House of Spirits.
House of
I'm
the Spirits.
I'm going to give you that one.
All right.
You got House of. All right. So that leaves Kingston and Waldman.
All right. We can leave that out. We can let
other
people guess.
All right. Sounds fabulous, and I will tell your person.
Okay. We'll put you on hold. Thanks. In the meantime, Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay. Being as this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, this event, it's like a sports event, just had its 100th annual on this Memorial Day weekend. What is it?
It's the Indianapolis 500.
Yes, it is. Do you know that it was won by a rookie this year?
It was, yes. I heard about that.
Yes. Okay.
24-year-old.
And for years and years and years, didn't Jim Nabors sing the national anthem?
May have.
Yeah. I don't know if he still
First
does
time it. It's been won by a rookie since 2001.
Since Julio Castaneda.
Castroneve, I think it is.
Well, that's not the way they pronounce it on the radio.
Julio Castroneve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, let's see. Oh, this is a fun question. Name this character, or name the book, name the novel from which this character describes another character as being very inappropriately dressed in a southwestern, a bombazine cloak.
What? I don't get
Say
the
that
question.
Again. Start
so
all it, over.
It's from a novel. So,
yes.
Name this novel in which a character is described as being very inappropriately dressed in a southwestern and a bombazine cloak.
What kind of cloak?
Bombazine. That's what made me look it up because I saw.
What does
I had
that
the
mean?
Word
What's
bombazine
a bombazine
in art. Bombazine was a silk material that was used very often for mourning and during Victorian period, and it came up in an article I was reading today, which made me look it up.
And the title character or just a character?
A title character says this about something.
Huckleberry Finn.
No.
A title character says this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something weird like Confederacy of Dunces.
No,
is it?
But it's a character you will all know.
All is right. this a contemporary novel or
no,
classic?
No, but it's a very well-known novel.
All right. Okay. Leave it on. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett from Hayward.
Hello.
And a couple questions. By the way, I'd like to make a slight correction regarding Miss Piggy. It was the Muppet Show that was banned in South Carolina, not Sesame Street.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I got a couple questions.
All right.
Which two actors appeared on Gilligan's Island? Both appeared on first season episodes of The Untouchables.
So which two actors that appeared on Gilligan's Island appeared on the first season of The Untouchables?
Yeah, guest starred in the first season of The Untouchables.
I think we've had every possible Gilligan's Island question.
No, I'm sure we haven't.
I was hoping.
Well, I'd only be guessing. Is Russell Johnson one?
No.
Okay. I don't think Jim Backus would be one.
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, really? Jim Backus?
Yeah.
Okay, Jim Backus is one. And is the other a male or a female?
Male.
I don't know. Alan Hale Jr.?
Yes.
Oh.
Here's the second question.
All right.
What two actors did Lucille Ball consider for the roles of Fred Ethel Mertz and I Love Lucy?
Gail Gordon was. She wanted Gail Gordon.
Yeah, what
Gordon.
Was the other one?
Give
me a clue. This actress appeared in two long-running CBS sitcoms, plus the first season of one CBS sitcom.
Bea Benaderet.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She was very good friends with Gail Gordon and Bea Benaderet, and I think that's.
Yeah, Bea Benaderet appeared on one episode. I think it was the first season as Miss Lewis.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let me do a couple questions here. I ran across some interesting facts about postage stamps, so I'll ask a couple things that. What is the only country that issues stamps without the country's name on them?
No idea. Is it a prominent country?
What's that?
A prominent country?
It is indeed, yes.
Prominent, but not necessarily in size. Or in size, too.
Well, it's a very prominent country. What is the only country that issues postage stamps without the country's name on that stamp?
Is there some logical reason for it or just modesty?
Not modesty exactly. There's a logical reason.
What could that be? Why wouldn't they? It sounds weird.
All right. Second question. What was the first fictional character to appear on a U.S. postage stamp? And let me just rephrase that slightly. What was the first fictional literary character to appear on a U.S. postage stamp?
Well, I'll throw out Huck Finn again.
No.
Okay.
No?
You won't give us a general year time period?
I don't think it would help you very much, but it was in the 70s.
On a U.S. postage, a fictional character.
Right.
Mouse.
It's a literary character.
No. Mickey Mouse. No, okay.
No.
Literary
right.
character.
So what is the only country that issued stamps without the country's name on them?
Okay.
And second question, who was the first fictional literary character on a U.S. postage stamp? It was in the 1970s.
Could it be like Scarlett O'Hara?
That's a good guess, but no.
Okay.
Oh, it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Terry in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi, I think the country that issues stamps without the name of the country is England.
That's correct. Great Britain.
Because they were the first to issue stamps, and so they didn't need to identify themselves.
Possibly. And for most of those years, it was the monarch that was on the front of the stamp anyway. So they figured everybody would know who it was, I suppose. Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
I was going to guess that, and I thought, that doesn't make sense. But it does.
I was depending on that logic, Jerry. And it's your turn.
Oh, my turn. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. A pop music composer of the 1950s played a composer having trouble writing a song in Rear Window. Who was it?
It was Ross Bagdasarian.
I knew you'd know it.
From Alvin and the Chipmunks, Ross Bagdasarian.
He also wrote Come On My House.
Yeah, right.
What was his real name?
You mean Ross Bagdasarian is not his real name?
No, that was his real name. What was his pen name?
He was known by.
Right. What did the...
Since I knew you'd know the first part, I didn't think you'd know the second one.
It'll come to me. But anyway, okay.
Okay, let me ask one.
All right, go ahead.
What poem of William Shakespeare's sold more than any of his plays?
Oh, that's a good question.
Finally.
Took
three, but... what poem by William Shakespeare sold more than any of his plays?
Could it be like one particular sonnet?
That's what it is.
I
don't know if it's a sonnet or a poem.
Is it the one, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day?
No.
No, okay.
All right.
I had never heard of it, but I'm sure literary folks have.
There was an old man from Nantucket.
If it's sold that many, it must be well known. So.
Oh, I'm sorry Lori isn't here because he likes Shakespeare. So.
I do too.
I know, but. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. The fictional character on a stamp.
Yes.
How about Elvis Presley?
No.
I'm thinking actually Santa Claus.
What an excellent guess. But no, not Santa Claus.
No.
Interesting. That was a really good one.
And I've got one question. What city's pro sports teams all have the same color? Or all use the same colors?
Oh,
that's a good one.
How many pro sports teams are we talking about?
Three.
Three, okay. So basketball, baseball, and football?
No, football, baseball, and hockey.
Okay.
Oh, hockey, okay.
Hockey. Not my specialty.
I'll just guess. Pittsburgh.
Very good. Good guess.
Is that right?
Yeah, that is right.
Wow. Excellent.
They always use black and gold.
Good job.
Okay, thanks
Thank you.
Much. Great show.
All right, thanks. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM, in case you didn't know it.
Did you say the teams, excuse me, did he say the teams were baseball, basketball, and hockey?
He said football, your baseball, and hockey.
91.7 FM, your
I'm
local
sorry.
Public radio
okay.
station.
Okay.
You were carried away.
Yeah, I did.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay, name these two basketball teams, the first one of which has won the most championship and the second the one who competed in the most championship, and give the number.
Basketball?
Basketball, NBA, yeah. NBA. Specifically.
I have no idea. I'm not a basketball fan.
Oh,
I'm a Warriors
shouldn't say
fan.
That, yeah.
I'm a Warriors fan, but not a basketball fan.
Okay.
That so, was an incredible game
once
yesterday.
More.
Name these two NBA teams, one of which has won the most championships and the second one has competed in the most total.
And Laurie would know this, number. But I have no idea.
Neither do I.
But we have some listeners who I know this sort of thing.
Well,
maybe one
certain
or two.
Ones
you may
particular.
Be right, and you may not be right.
You may be right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hello. John from Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And believe this or not, I was looking at some of the latest issues of British stamps, and so I was going to answer that question.
Oh,
I'm a collector of them, and the latest one had the Queen's birthday with the whole lineup. So we're good for four generations at this point with
right.
the little prince. But I'm going to make a guess on the fictional character Paul Bunyan.
No.
Okay. Very good. Take care.
Thank you
Bye.
Very much. All right, I have a Dr. Seuss question, and I'm going to give you six characters, and I want you to tell me the Dr. Seuss book that they come from, okay? Six characters by Dr. Seuss, and please tell me the Dr. Seuss book.
This should be right down Pauline's alley.
Maybe not.
That's one of the reasons I wrote it up, because I knew Pauline was going to be here tonight.
Pressure's on, Pauline.
I know, really.
Number one, Chief Yukero. No, I will spell that. Y-O-O-K-E-R-O, so if I mispronounce it. Chief Yukero. Yukero. Okay. Number two, Gerald McGrew. Number three, the Grand Duke Wilfred. Number four, Thing One and Thing Two. Number five, Marco. And number six, Sylvester McMonkey McBean. Now, you have one guess, Pauline.
The only one I know is Thing One and Thing Two is, for sure, is the Cat in the Hat. But
that is correct.
But I might...
That's your one guess.
Oh, come on.
That's your one guess.
You always take
that's
tons
your
of
one
guesses.
Guess.
What's one? Was Gerald something?
Yeah, I'll go for the other ones again. Here's the bell for Pauline. And name the Dr. Seuss book these characters are from. Number one, Chief Yukero. Y-O-O-K-E-R-O. Number two, Gerald McGrew. Number three, the Grand Duke Wilfred. Number four, Marco. And number five, Sylvester McMonkey McBean.
Well, Bartholomew Cubbins is the only character I know of his. And that's not there.
And
could Chief Yukero be Mulberry Street? And to think I saw it on Mulberry Street?
Didn't I
I'm taking his guess.
which one are you talking about?
Chief Yukero.
Chief Yukero. No, it is not.
Ugh.
And so you can guess on that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana. Let me start out by trying to answer Pauline's basketball question.
Yay.
Right.
I may be wrong on that, but I know I'm right on the follow-up one that you, Ross Bagdasarian. There are two teams that come to mind, and I don't know in what order, but the Celtics and the Lakers.
And you're right. So which one is the one that...
I think only to the fact that the Celtics, when Bill Russell was playing, won like 11 championships in a row. I'm going to guess the Celtics
yes,
for winning the most.
Exactly. That is correct. And the Lakers actually appeared in the most. Do you have any idea how many?
No. I'm surprised I even knew that. So
no, that was great.
Now, Dana, the guy's name was David Seville.
Very good.
Correct.
Very good.
That's my question.
That's Jerry's question.
And, and just one other thing. I've been listening to the program for a while, and I know this is a local program, but I'm always surprised at the fact that you've been on for so long that this program hasn't been picked up like as a national program, like Wait, Wait.
Thank you. Well, we're very patient.
But, one of those NPR programs like Michael Feldman has, or... You know,
I know. Well, we should be, but
I know,
do you know anybody at NPR?
Do we have a local program? In other words, it's like, you know, every city has their AM program and what have you, so... But I just dawned on me while thinking when I... that. You know,
thank you.
This is a great national program.
Would you know anybody at NPR?
I don't know. I'm lucky I know my name.
I think that's the
missing
link.
It is basically a crime in progress that we haven't been picked up.
Well, keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And
I think we need an audience. A studio audience.
We have an audience.
Studio audience.
Oh, all right.
Studio audience.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So, what is a Carolina Reaper? R-E-A-P-E-R.
Spell the first word, too.
Carolina, like North Carolina.
Oh, Carolina. Okay.
R-E-A-P-E-R.
Some sort of a plant, isn't it?
Yeah, you were close.
It's like
a what?
Climbing plant, vine.
A Carolina Reaper.
Oh. Right.
It's a lethal plant.
No. Not lethal, no. But close to lethal.
Well, we know
it has it actually has the genus world record for something. Well, let's say if you have some of it, you will have to drink a whole lot of water very quickly.
So
it's a poisonous plant.
It dehydrates you.
It's not poisonous. No.
It's not poisonous.
So it has dehydrating effect, is what you're saying?
No.
I have to drink a lot of water.
Well, I'll give you the answer because it's interesting.
It's a kind of hot pepper.
Exactly.
It's the hottest one.
Exactly. It is the hottest.
I knew it.
Is the hottest. It is like 10,000 times as hot as jalapeno.
How can anyone eat that?
I'll give you a name of a man and tell me what he is famous for. His first name is Philo. T-H-I-L-O. Mm-hmm. Middle name is Taylor. T-A-Y-L-E-R. His last name is Franz Wirth. FRANSWORTH.
Do you mean Philo Farnsworth?
Yes.
For the inventor of television.
He invented TV.
The TV as we know it, but actually, believe it or not, people have made prototype TVs 50, 60 years before him.
Right.
But he's the first one to do radio TV, where you can actually transmit the picture of a TV through radio.
And he's from the Bay Area.
What city did he live in, by the way, his last years? What city?
I know he lived in the Bay Area. He's
San Jose, I think.
No,
was it
close to Bay Area? Yeah, which city in the Bay Area?
Berkeley?
No.
San Mateo.
No, we don't. We don't know.
Yeah. Closer to your hometown.
Oh, Oakland.
Alameda.
No, closer to where your show is from.
Oh, where the
show. Daly City.
San Francisco.
Oh.
San Francisco.
All right,
that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thanks.
Good, huh?
And Pauline, it is your turn.
Well, he died penniless because he keeps suing David Sarnoff for ripping him off.
Yeah, he didn't get anywhere with that.
No.
Okay. I'm going to give you five middle names. They're the middle names of famous painters. Give me their full names.
Right.
So here are the middle names. Fox.
Fox.
Mm-hmm. Oscar. Stevenson. Willem and Percival. That's five, right?
Yes.
These are middle names?
These are middle names of famous painters. Fox,
well, Willem is
Oscar.
Is de Kooning, but that's his first name, I thought.
No, but these are middle names.
Willem de Kooning.
But these are middle names.
Okay, I got it. But okay.
So it's
well, maybe
not
he had a. Well, maybe he had a.
No.
Jerry's
first
hoping
name,
you'll change
no.
your mind.
No,
just
no. Maybe
first
we had. He had a first name we don't know about.
All right.
No, there are some on that list that we know by names, but I didn't use those. To
Fox, Oscar, Stevenson, Willem, and Percival.
Yes.
Okay. Careful. Let's not talk over each other. The how far historically does this? What's the spread on this?
The earliest, I would say, 1800s.
Are they mostly American painters or not?
Mostly not. Well,
some.
Fox, Oscar, Stevenson, Willem, and Percival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how recent is the most recent?
Mostly, yes, actually. The most recent is relatively recent.
Okay. All right. I don't have any immediate guess on that. We have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call. It's area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. All right, I'm going to do – you should like this question more than Dr. Seuss, Jerry.
Yes, I hope so.
I will give you one guess on this, both of you. So I want the name – I'm going to tell me who were the first three women to have a show with their name and the title on network television. Who were the first three women to have a show with their name in the title?
Okay, so Lucille Ball? I love Lucille.
On network television.
Is it well before that?
I can't say it's well before that because that was basically almost the beginning of TV, so it's not.
Betty White?
No.
How about Dinah Shore?
No.
Okay.
Who were the first three women to have a network TV show with their name in the title on television?
And this goes back, we're talking back in the 50s, huh?
Before, even before.
Before the 50s?
Well, I mean, late 40s, early 50s.
Martha Ray.
No, that's a good, that's a decent guess.
Are they still remembered?
Yeah, I would say they're all still remembered. Yeah.
Gosh.
Who were the first three women to have a network TV show with their name in the title on U.S. TV? So.
Loretta Young.
What?
Loretta Young.
No. Nope. Before that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Maxine Hong Kingston wrote Woman Warrior.
Very good. Thanks.
And I think Ilette Waldman did the Mommy Track Mysteries.
Very good. Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Good.
Good job.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Billy from Earl.
Hi, Billy.
If I ran the zoo, was Gerald McGrew.
That's right.
Yes.
Very good.
And Marco was Mulberry Street.
Yes, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I saw it on Mulberry Street.
Right.
The women on the shows?
Yes.
Ann Southern?
No.
Gail Storm?
No.
Oh,
that's a very good guess.
Yeah.
Kate Smith.
It should be, that should be correct.
No.
No.
Not Gail Storm.
No.
I struck out. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Anyone who remembers Gail Storm is in my
little
world,
Margie.
In my world, yeah. Margie.
You, that's right. Jerry always goes into his Charles Farrow impression.
Margie. gosh, what? Okay.
This is before my time.
Are any of them former or then current movie stars?
No. No.
So were these comedies or were these like talk shows or
shows? Mixture.
Musical?
Mixture.
Okay.
One is a musical musician. Entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are not.
I just guess Mary Martin, did she have a show? She might have had a show.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free with a question or answer 866-798-8255. Let's go around and repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay, let's see. What poem of William Shakespeare sold more than any of his plays?
And we established it's a sonnet, right? Did we establish that?
No, you said, I don't know if it's a sonnet or a poem or full. Well,
sonnets
are poems, but poems are not always sonnets.
All right.
Is that right?
Okay.
Donald Trump inspired a character on Sesame Street in 2005. What was its name?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is all.
All right. And Pauline.
Okay. So name the novel and the character in which the character describes someone as being inappropriately dressed in a Southwestern and a bombazine cloak. And we had the LA Lakers were the second, were the team that had the most games, not the most wins, but the most games that they played in the NBA finals. If you have the number, that would be great. And what else?
I thought that guy got the team.
And he got the team. He didn't get the number.
No, nobody's gonna
and get that. These five middle names of well-known artists, Fox, Oscar, Stevenson, Willem, and Percival. Give me the names.
Fox,
of the
I know,
artists.
But I can't.
I'm sure you do.
Well,
that's probably the
most. Don't be sure.
That is the most recent one, yeah.
All right. And what was the first fictional literary character on a U.S. postage stamp? It was in the 1970s. The first fictional literary character on a U.S. postage stamp. It's a well-known literary character, obviously. I gave you the names of some Dr. Seuss characters. I want you to tell me what book they are from. The ones we have left are Chief Yokero, sorry if I mispronounced that, the Grand Duke Wilfred, and let's see, you got Thing One and Thing Two. That's from The Cat in the Hat.
Can I try one more?
And
guess?
No, you may not.
Okay.
And Sylvester McMonkey McBean.
May I?
Later on, I'll give you. Okay. I'll give you a chance. So Chief Yokero, Grand Duke Wilfred, and Sylvester McMonkey McBean. And so what? And who are the first three women to have a TV network show with their name in the title? Who are the first three women to have a network television show in the U.S. with their name in the title?
And one was a comedy variety and one was a dramatic series?
Maybe? No, I didn't say anything like that. I said one is a... one,
musician.
You pulled that out of the sky someplace. The one is a musician. One is a was a pretty well-known musician in the 40s and 50s who was blacklisted. Mm. This is before she was blacklisted.
Mm.
And yes.
Gee, a blacklisted singer.
All right.
And
let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is James in Berkeley.
Hi, James.
A guess on the woman's name in a television show. How about the Loretta Young show?
No, I mean, she obviously had a very successful show, but this is before that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, how about an Oscar-nominated original song from an animated short feature?
The Woody Woodpecker song was nominated.
That's the only one.
Is that the only one?
Yeah, good work.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay, well, I have a question and a partial answer.
Okay.
Who wrote the lyrics to Come On to My House?
I think Jerry
William Saroyan.
William Saroyan, yeah.
It was William Saroyan.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay, in the 70s, there was a series of postage stamps that came out, and they were pictures of famous cultural figures. The one I remember most specifically is Willa Cather. And along with Willa Cather, there were illustrations of characters or sets from her books. So I'm wondering if the first fictional figure was one of that series of stamps.
What an excellent informed guess, but no, it's not that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
What was the cartoon song again?
Come On to My House.
Yeah.
Oh, the Woody Woodpecker song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
That's it. In, I think it was the early 1942, 43, right around there. And
one of the worst songs ever written, even for a cartoon.
Well, it got nominated for best song. Let's see. I think it's your turn, Jerry.
Well, I'll try to come through with something.
Try to plan ahead.
Please do.
Well, here's another Shakespearean question because it's his 400th anniversary of his death. What play is, quote, love is not love, which alters when an alteration finds?
I'm terrible at Shakespeare.
Famous line. What play is love is not love, which alters when an alteration finds?
No, that's not even correct. Nor.
All right, think it over. Do you want to guess?
Midsummer Night's Dream?
No.
Something like that.
And let's go to a call.
Good guess, but no.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, am I on?
You are.
Yeah, it's Robert in San Francisco. I'm glad you asked the question about women's TV shows.
Yes.
And I have guesses on that and other stuff.
Okay.
Donna Reed?
Not Donna Reed.
Hazel?
Not no. It has to be a real person in the title.
Carol Burnett.
No.
None of those.
None of those. No, this is way before that.
Burnett was quite
late
40s,
1950 era.
Isn't the Shakespeare saying a sonnet? Let me nuts the marriage of two minds amid impediments.
That's true. It's not a play. It's a sonnet.
Yeah, it's not a play.
Very
it's
good.
It's probably his best sonnet.
It was a bit of a trick question. Very good, though.
Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to join in with a question or an answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Basically, I called with a question, but I have some feeble answers, possibly.
All right.
Our favorite kind.
Here's your feeble answers.
The Southwester, is that a George Eliot novel?
It's not George Eliot, no.
Okay. Is Tom Sawyer the boy on the stamp?
That wasn't a feeble answer at all. That's correct.
I was just going to shut that out because I knew Huck Finn was.
Good job.
You know how I got that?
I like the way you underplay it and then come up with the right answer.
I love that. That was one of my favorite stamps.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking that this is the right answer and maybe Jerry can figure it out.
All right.
But wasn't one of these women that woman that was heavy set and sang God Bless America?
Kate Smith.
Am I wrong?
You said that one.
Kate Smith Show.
It's not Kate
Very
Smith.
Good guess, though,
it's
Thomas.
It's
excellent.
It's a good guess, but it's wrong, Thomas.
Okay. And then Love is Not Merchant of Venice, right?
Jerry.
No, it's not a play. It's a sonnet. It's not from a play. It's a sonnet.
Oh, I thought it was.
It was a trick question. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, here's my question, because yes. I think I called last week and I told you I was trying to get through the Pulitzer Prize winning novel.
Oh, I was hoping it'd be something about George Raft, but okay, go ahead.
That's so funny. So basically, I couldn't help but notice, because you know with the movie games,
yes.
These movies that only have one title, there's only 8 Pulitzer Prize novels that have just one word. And I thought I would give you the year and the writer, and you would tell me who.
Oof.
That's a good one. Tough, but
yeah.
Good.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay. 1926, Sinclair Lewis.
Oh.
Main Street.
No, it's...
Babbitt.
No, Elmer Gantry. No, Dodsworth. No, it didn't win Dodsworth.
Pauline?
Not Main Street?
Okay, how about...
As one word, I keep forgetting.
They deal with the plague in there.
What?
And it's a doctor.
Oh, Aerosmith.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
A 1956 McKinley Cantor.
The Andersonville.
No, no, one word. One word.
Wow. Andersonville is one word.
Andersonville.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. Good job. 84, William Kennedy.
Oh,
they made a movie.
Ironweed.
Yes. 88, Toni Morrison.
Beloved?
Beloved.
Yep. 2003, Jeffrey Eugenides.
Oh, wait, Middlesex.
Uh-huh. 2005, I can hardly read my writing.
I don't know that title.
It looks like, oh, I didn't write the...
2005.
It's like the title is like there's a mountain range along the Jordan River. The religious type of...
Ararat.
It's a one-word title.
Say it again, Pauline.
Ararat?
Nope.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't keep the writer's
that's okay.
name.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Oh, I do. Marilyn Robinson.
Not Gilead.
Yes.
Gilead.
Yes.
Right.
2006, Geraldine Brooks.
March.
Yes. And the last one is 2010, Paul Harding.
Ooh. Who is that?
It's about a man who is dying and hallucinating. I might not read that one.
I do not know that.
I didn't think anybody would. It's called Tinkers.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, you got lots of bells there.
All right. Bye-bye. And Pauline, I believe it's your turn.
Yes. Okay. What does the word WYSIWYG mean? Spell. WYSIWYG. It's spelled W-Y-S-I-W-Y-G.
Once more, please.
W-Y-S-I-W-Y-G. WYSIWYG.
WYSIWYG.
This is a real word?
It is a real word found in the dictionary. It's a modern word.
Modern word.
It's a question for says you.
Did it ever start out as an acronym?
Yes, it did.
Okay. It looks like an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as an acronym. Okay. All right.
Yeah, if you can figure out what it's an acronym for, I think you'll know what it means.
That's what I would imagine. Spell it for everybody once more, please.
WYSIWYG.
Okay. And it started out as an acronym, so what does it mean? Okay, we'll leave it up. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, my name's Sherry. WYSIWYG is what you see is what you get.
Absolutely.
Oh,
wow.
Excellent.
Very good.
One of the,
very good.
The shows, Pearl Bailey?
No, not Pearl Bailey.
Okay. Thank you.
Although one of them is African-American. Mm-hmm. So Pearl Bailey was not a terrible guess.
Elvis Gerald.
No. She was just referring to a question I asked earlier. Who were the first three women to have a network TV show with their name in the title?
That's amazing that a black would get a TV show at that time.
Mm.
With her name in the title.
Well, this was a well-known musician. Well-known.
I'm sure, but... Mm-hmm. Lena Horne.
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. But very much a contemporary of Lena Horne's. Mm-hmm. Very, very much. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tony in Oakland.
Hi, Tony.
I was just kicking myself because WYSIWYG used to be my business. I used to do that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, very good.
Good time.
The Dr. Seuss one?
Yes.
Sylvester McMonkey McBean?
Yes.
Is that from the Sneetches?
It is, indeed.
Okay.
Good job.
Which is within Sneetches.
The Archduke, or I forget the...
Grand Duke Wilfred.
Was he in the 500 Hats of Bartholomew Cullen?
My favorite Dr.
That's
Seuss book of all time.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know the chief, and I don't remember if there were any other Dr. Seuss ones.
No, the only one left is the chief.
Okay. The poem, was that The Rape of Lucrece?
No.
Phooey. Okay. And Venus and Adonis is the only other one I can think of.
That's the one it is.
Okay.
Very good.
Excellent.
Okay.
Is that a sonnet or a poem?
I don't have a question this week, unfortunately.
Is that a sonnet?
I'm sorry? That is not a sonnet.
It's not a sonnet. I didn't think so. Okay.
Okay. I do have one that's Shakespeare-related. What institution holds the most copies of Shakespeare's first folio?
The Folger Library.
Yes. Okay, that was an easy
very
one.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And, okay, I guess it's my turn here, isn't it? Who was the oldest regular member... who is the oldest person to ever be a regular cast member of Saturday Night Live? Who is the oldest person ever to be a regular cast member on Saturday Night Live?
If it's contemporary, I have no idea.
Well, I mean, Saturday Night Live is fairly contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah, reasonably contemporary. Reasonably.
Does this person go on to do something more?
Yes. Yes. And this person is actually back at Saturday Night Live again.
Oh.
In a different capacity.
Well, I haven't watched it for 20 years, so I don't think I'm going to be getting it.
All right. So who was the oldest regular cast member on Saturday Night Live?
Oldest doesn't necessarily mean super old, just oldest.
No, yeah, I mean relatively
Chevy
old.
Chevy Chase?
No.
Who?
Older than that.
Okay.
Yeah. And
the singer wouldn't be Dorothy Dandridge, would it?
No. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
But no, not Dorothy Dandridge. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, my name is Maria, and I'm wondering if the woman on television could possibly be George Burns and Gracie Allen.
That's an excellent guess, and because their show started on TV in, I think, 1950, but this is just a little bit before that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Before that, and still remembered.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The person, sure.
Yeah. So again, who are the first three women to have a network TV show with their name in the title?
Is her name alone, or with someone else, like her husband or partner?
Two of them are alone, and one they share the title with somebody else. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, okay. Is it Eartha Kitt?
It is not Eartha Kitt.
Nina Simone?
That's a very
not
good
Nina
guess.
Simone.
Sarah Vaughan, that's all.
No.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Eartha Kitt was a good guess, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I guess it must be me then.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Sparky and Maddie.
Hi.
And going back to the WYSIWYG question,
mm-hmm.
there's now sort of a new sort of acronym called YECIOID. I'll spell it for you. YEKIOYOD. It's like YECIOD.
Nothing I use in everyday parlance.
It's relatively new, actually. It's part of, I see it a lot in the Learned League that I'm a member of.
Would you say it again?
YECIOD.
Could you give the letters, though?
Yeah, he just
yeah.
did.
Oh, you did, okay.
YEKIO. Yeah, YOD.
All right. No, it doesn't ring a bell with me.
I owe you a dollar. No, $1. No, I don't know.
We don't know.
You something, I guess.
You can venture a guess, but it's probably either know it or you don't.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Nope.
I just told you the answer. You either
you
know
it or you don't. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hi, Herb.
Speaking of Ross Bagdasarian,
mm-hmm.
also known as David Seville,
right.
the pride of Fresno, he appeared in a very well-known movie. And I'll give you a hint. He's sitting on a military bunk playing a guitar and singing a Christmas carol. What's the movie?
Go, Dana.
I'm only guessing. It's... Was it in 1954?
The movie, or
the movie?
I don't know the year of this movie, to tell you the truth.
So it's not White Christmas by any chance, is
no.
it?
No.
Okay.
The military is a key word.
Right.
What is that military comedy with Andy Griffith?
No Time for Sergeants.
See Her, Private Hargrave.
No, No Time for Sergeants.
No Time for Sergeants.
The
you know, the TCM has been playing military movies all weekend, but this was not one of them.
Oh, I thought that was
because
they played that as I was leaving the house.
No, I'd have to. There's so many military movies. I'd have to. Can you give me one person?
Well, it's Prisoner of War stuff.
Oh, Stalag 17.
Stalag 17 is correct.
Oh,
he's
that is
in there. I don't know if he's credited, but he's there.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, something that passed earlier in the program. You mentioned the possibilities that Minds Over Matter might be picked up by NPR.
No, somebody, we didn't mention
somebody
it.
Was saying
one
we
of
should,
our callers.
Somebody was saying we should be, but
was hoping that was the case.
I would hold off on that because if that happened, it would be impossible to call in. It's hard enough now.
All right. Well,
that's one reason we have.
What?
That's one reason we have rejected all offers. So
I would give you this advice: don't lose sleep over it.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody raised a comparison to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Michael Feldman thing. That is an odious comparison.
I agree completely.
Yes, I agree.
However, I might suggest that you look into being picked up by Jefferson Public Radio, in which case you would expand your geographic coverage by 10 times, but you would only expand your population coverage by about 10%.
Oh, you're in.
So it's excellent. It's an excellent NPR station.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. I'm Katie from Berkeley.
Hi, Katie.
And I want to second
the previous caller and say, yeah, I'm glad you guys aren't national. Even though, I mean, I think you're wonderful, but I think...
we wouldn't let it go to our head.
Would we lose our down-home quality? Is that
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yes. And that's a great part of it.
Okay, thank you.
Not to mention, yes, it would be impossible to get on. So I was thinking about early TV, which I know nothing about, and thinking Eleanor Roosevelt, but then... You said black woman musician, and I'm thinking Marian Anderson.
That's a very, very good guess, but no,
but
it's not Marian Anderson. Because this is more of a pop music sort of musician.
Okay. Well, anyway, love your show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All these people love the show, but they don't want us to be syndicated.
Well, one guy does. Yeah.
That's true. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
This is Glenn in San Francisco.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so the two women, I have two guesses. Frances Farmer.
You mean the first women to have a network TV show?
Yes.
Their name? No, there are three of them, but no, Frances Farmer's not one.
What about Mahalia Jackson?
Not Mahalia Jackson.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sherry in San Francisco. I'm still trying for the three women. Molly Goldberg.
Well, it was called the Goldbergs. So.
It was called the Goldbergs.
And her name is Gertrude Berg.
Right, so it's not, that's
her.
A fictional
okay.
name.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, it was a good guess.
Cuckoo, Fran, and Ollie.
That's one of them.
Oh,
that's
wow.
one of them.
Oh,
that's not cheating. That's Fran.
No.
Fran
that's true.
Who, yeah.
Great, very good.
Cuckoo, Fran, and Ollie, yes.
Fran Allison.
Fran Allison, yeah.
One down. Oh,
yeah.
What about Lucille Ball?
Not Lucille Ball, before
okay.
that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very good caller.
Yeah.
That was on every night of the... Well, that was on 5 nights a week.
I know.
I was looking at the TV schedule. Wow, those people worked hard.
I know, it was amazing. Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm on. Oh, yes, I was calling with a definition for WYSIWYG.
Oh,
okay.
And I think it is what you see is what you get.
Absolutely.
You're right.
So it's a computer formatting term, basically,
right.
to let you know what to anticipate when you print out.
Right.
Okay. We have a bell here. and then somebody just guessed one of my other guesses, which was Lucille Ball. But I was also wondering if Steve Martin might be the oldest guy from Saturday Night Live.
Not to be a regular cast member, no.
He was never a regular, I don't think.
No, he was never a regular.
He hosted.
Oh,
right.
He wasn't?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't a regular watcher, so I didn't know. Okay, well, that's it for tonight then. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Evelyn in El Cerrito.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. Did Mahalia Jackson have her own show?
Not to my knowledge, but it wasn't the one I was looking for anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
How about Ethel Waters?
Not Ethel Waters.
No.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Slim from the state of Jefferson.
Hi, Slim.
couple of guesses for the early TV woman's name show.
Yes.
If Fran from Fran Allison can make it, how about Joan Bennett for I Married Joan?
Oh, you mean Joan Davis?
Joan Davis. Yeah.
All right. Oh,
very good guess. Yeah.
But that is a good guess, and Jerry, of course, knows the theme to I Married Joan as well. But no, it's not that.
How about Mary Healy?
Not that's also a good
yeah,
guess.
Great
but
guess.
But no,
boy, you do go back a bit. Peter Lynn Hayes and Mary Healy. Yes,
yeah, right.
The oldest Saturday Night cast member might be Larry David.
Well, he's not a regular cast member. He's been appearing, but he's not a regular cast member.
Wasn't he?
No.
No.
He was a writer on the show for a year,
but
he was never a regular
never
cast
on
member.
The show, on the air, yeah. I don't think.
Okay, I struck out.
All right, thank you very much.
He's brought up some great shows. Though.
Yes, okay, well, it's time to clean up here. And, Jerry, what do we have?
I'm down to the Donald Trump-inspired character on Sesame Street.
Yes.
2005 was named Donald Grump.
Okay. All right. Oh. I knew it was something like
so you
that.
So you said Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, it was
stuff.
Something like
that.
I
close.
Knew it was something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Pauline.
Okay. So the novel with the character who describes the other as being inappropriately dressed, that's Ishmael from Moby Dick.
Oh. All right.
So that's well
that's
done.
That's it. Okay.
And my artist, so it's Roy Fox Lichtenstein, Claude Oscar Monet, Mary Stevenson Cassatt, Vincent Willem van Gogh, and Norman Percival Rockwell.
Very good.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know any of them.
All right. The oldest regular cast member on Saturday Night Live is Daryl Hammond, who's come back as the announcer. Oh. Let's see. Oh, the Dr. Seuss character nobody got, Chief Yukero, is from the Butter Battle book.
Oh.
The first women to have a network TV show, of course, we have Kuka, Fran, and Ollie. The others are the Hazel Scott Show. Hazel Scott was a organist, pianist, black entertainer, and the one that Jerry will maybe kick himself over. Mary Margaret McBride. Mary,
I remember the name, but I thought she was a radio name.
She was radio, but she was also a TV interviewer. Okay. Mary Margaret McBride. If we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Thanks, everybody. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from teacher Pauline Teichman. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott. Take care, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be.
This is KALW San Francisco. Thank you.